It's Sports Talk with Dan Rennie and Elijah Blair. Catch the boys for a unique insight and extensive breakdown of this year's NRL season on 98.9 FM. Take it away, boys.
Yeah, happy Friday. Welcome back to another week of Sports Talk. Before we begin, I'd like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land where we are broadcasting from and pay our respects to elders past and present. And wherever you are, wherever you're listening from, we'd like to pay our respects to the traditional custodians of the lands where you are this evening. Welcome to Sports Talk. My name's Dan Rennie. Alongside me, as always, Elijah Blair. Hello.
Brother, doing good.
Yeah, you're looking really good.
Thank you.
Stripy shirt.
Yeah. It's really slimming, I think.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're looking nice over there.
Thank you.
Welcome back as well to our resident white guy, Dave the Butcher. How are you, brother?
Good, guys. Yourself?
Good, mate. I'm glad to see you've prepared some notes as well on your fast food voucher there.
Yeah, that's yeah, healthy choices. Eh?
That's hilarious.
Yeah, actually, it was a stuff-up order, so it was a replacement.
Okay, and so, you've made some space on there for your notes.
Yes, I have.
I'm glad you came prepared, brother.
Thank you.
As a viewer, as always, Elijah, thank you for our run sheet.
No worries.
Always appreciate it.
It's a little bit all over the shop this week. Sorry about that, but I've tried to throw it together.
Oh, good. No, I like a bit of randomness.
We will persevere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'll just let you guys know I have been a little bit sick, but feeling a lot better now and had the test, so no need to freak out, everybody.
That's why we're sitting in a diamond shape.
We are spaced out.
Yeah.
So just on that, Dan, can you run us through the test, what they actually do?
Yeah, so I went up on the north side here in Brisbane at Strathpine. It was a couple of hours wait. Because, you know, everyone's just getting into flu season and everyone wants to be safe. So, you know, you're in the car and going through the drive-thru and pull up and they ask you what your symptoms are. I ran through mine and then, of course, the big one comes out for the nose to go right down the back, which wasn't the greatest feeling in the world, but, you know, you suck it up.
Does that touch the brain? Someone said it.
Well, it feels like it's tickling the brain, yeah.
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 I've had one. They're awful.
Yeah, they're not good. And you know, I tip my lid to all the players that have to get them done every day. But, look, you know, it's better to be safe than sorry, people. So if you are experiencing flu-like symptoms, get to a testing clinic and get yourself checked out. I can say I did have a bit of a sleepless night waiting for the results, but all clear. Just the man flu, boys, so it's all good. Mm. Well, let's crack on. Three hookers in Melbourne, Elijah. Can you get us going here, bro?
Well, that was a bit of a funny play on words type of headline, but
sorry,
yes,
I thought two of them were back in Brisbane.
Never mind. Three hookers in Melbourne, Cameron Smith, Brandon Smith, Harry Grant, they'll all be at Melbourne next year. You can't keep them all. I think Smithy, like Cameron Smith, will play on.
Mm.
Brandon has been waiting in the wings quite patiently. I think he'll be, you know, the next dummy half at the Storm. But that said, Harry Grant's having a standout year at the Tigers. You can't keep them all. Who would you want?
Harry Grant. Harry Smith.
Do you tap Cam on the shoulder and say, mate, you've been a great player.
I'd make
him a coaching job.
I'd make him captain coach and move him into lock or something like that.
Yeah, run him at halfback.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Or even, would he play in the centres?
No.
I mean, like, no. Okay.
No, okay. I'd say he'd make a fair lock.
Yeah.
He's played in the middle his whole career, so he's not afraid of the tough stuff.
What do you think about the shift to halfback? If he did?
No.
No?
No.
I think he can play anywhere.
Going gangbusters, I think, and Munster's his position solidified.
And so you wouldn't move Hughes to fullback, Pappenhausen electric. So I think lock would be the position for him, and you can move a couple of pieces around there with Finucane and Kafusi and things like that. You know, you could utilise their talents off the bench.
But real quickly, just hats off to Melbourne and with their recruitment and retention. Incredible.
Yeah.
Great young players coming through.
Now, you've made a note here. Trent Barrett should be on the phone to Brandon Smith. Do you reckon Brandon could be lured away from Melbourne if Captain Smith decides to run around for another year?
Potentially. I'd actually kind of have maybe Brandon, but I think Harry Grant would be more easy to lure, I guess, because I think Brandon's sort of got a bit of loyalty to the Storm. But either way, if I was Trent Barrett, I'd be on the phone getting they needed gun dummy half.
What kind of bungu would Harry Grant be commanding after his debut season? Talk about, you know, potentially origin for this young fella. He seems like nothing phases him when he's playing a game of footy, like he's been there for 10 years. How much money would Harry Grant be expecting?
Very easy question. His number is 750,000.
Wow.
Yeah,
for a rookie.
Yeah, well, you look at, it's a similar deal to, I think, what Clint Gutherson got, three-year extension, $750,000.
To be fair, though, he'd played a couple of seasons.
Yeah, but, I mean, he had a couple of big injuries as well, and he was out for a full season.
Well, Harry's down now for six-plus weeks with surgery.
Yeah, I think he's from Rocky, mate. They build him tough up there.
Vegas.
Yeah, I think he'll come back
stronger
than ever. But yeah,
very good.
Talented dude.
Nathan Cleary, Doc Dellyanne points over the TikTok scandal. 6 points, Dave.
Yeah, I think this is wrong. Look, if it was in a game situation, you know, definitely strip him of Dellyanne points. But, you know, something like this outside of the game, I'd be looking more at a fine.
Yeah, foolish, certainly. But, you know, should it affect his...
his football? No, I don't think. No, I think it's...
and he has been punished as well. Remember we saw him drop for a couple of weeks?
Yep. Yeah. Did he get fined over the internet?
He did, and he missed some game time. All right, the race is on for the Wooden Spoon. Oh, who wrote this?
Bulldogs and Titans, it looks like.
Well, no, Broncos are certainly there, second last on the ladder at the moment. Bulldogs, Broncos, Titans, the run home for the Broncos, the Rabbitohs tonight, the Raiders next week, the Dragons, Roosters, Panthers, Titans, Eels and Cowboys.
Not many breaks.
Look, there's a, you know, if I'm going to go through these right now, the Rabbitohs, the Broncos can win that one. The Raiders, that'll be a tough run. The Dragons, I think the Broncos can win. The Roosters, they will struggle. Panthers, they'll struggle. Titans, they'll win. Eels, they'll struggle. And Cowboys, they could win. So 1, 2, 3, 4 out of those remaining games. I think the Broncos can win.
Yeah.
If they, you know, whether they do or not is another question.
I'm with you, Dan. I think there's, you know, a strong chance tonight. I think they look good. A few players back. I think they're looking all right. So, sorry, Elijah.
Yeah. Eli, what do you think of the run home for the Broncos?
Yeah, look, it's, like I said, there's not many breaks in there. I think you're a bit ambitious with the Dragons when the Dragons are playing pretty good footy at the moment. Even the Titans, like, the Titans are, you know, are no easy beats anymore. They took it to the Roosters a couple of weeks ago. The Cowboys, I'll give you that one, but, you know, there's not many breaks.
I'm going to defend the Broncos.
Top eight sides.
I'm going to defend Brisbane here for a moment and say this is the first time since the COVID break we've had a nearly full strength side. So tonight will be the litmus test, I feel. If you can't win with your full complement, you know, or make it even competitive with a team like the Rabbitohs, that's when I'll start running the pen through them. But, yeah, look, I'd like to see how they perform tonight with a full complement of those star players, Stags, Fifita, Turpin and company.
Would you say the Rabbitohs and the Broncos are pretty evenly matched in terms of skill, experience? Like, they're very similar teams.
I wouldn't say in the halves, certainly not.
Yeah.
You look at the way that Cody Walker and Adam Reynolds have worked together for a number of years now, including that grand final win. So they've definitely got the wood on the Broncos in terms of the halves. I think the Brisbane forwards perhaps play with a little bit more pizzazz and energy. I mean, I think George Burgess is the only forward, along with, I suppose, Totola, really having a good dig for the Bunnies. I think you chuck Cam Murray in there, of course, but I think the Broncos have the advantage in the forwards. And you look at the outside backs, man, like, you know, Latrell Mitchell, I love the bloke. I really, really do. And, you know, he's a brother boy. I want to see him succeed. But it's going to take him time to develop into that class fullback like a Tedesco and a Trbojevic and these type of guys. He's a fine player. He's a hell of a player. I'd love to see him playing in the centres, though.
Yeah, me too. I think that's his best position, but, you know, it's what's best for the side. Obviously, when he played for the Roosters, his best spot was in the centres.
Nothing wrong with Alex Johnson's form at fullback. You know, he's played a lot of fullback there, and they've opened the door for him to... Well, they basically shoved him out the door. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I feel pretty gutted, to be honest. I mean, he's playing great footy, and you'd be a fool to let him go. He's got ferocious speed, but also he wanted to be a one-club player. He's a Rabbitohs junior. You know, I don't know why they would want to let a player like AJ go. You're letting go so much experience as well, so it's a bit of a head-scratcher.
Bit of Bungie, perhaps?
Yeah. Where would you want to see him end up if you're not the Rabbitohs?
Well, you could chuck him at the Bulldogs.
They just signed Kotrick on that big deal. They got Dallin, they got Meaney.
I'd rate him over all those guys.
Really?
Yeah, definitely.
I think he's had a good season this year.
He really hasn't been playing bad the last couple of years.
No, and I think this year he's, you know, stepped it up again, and
maybe Manly as well.
Do the Broncos need another winger?
No, we don't. No, we don't.
Would we play him at fullback there?
Well,
potentially
you could. Yeah.
Well, Well, who have we got? We got Boyd.
Tessie Newey.
Kahu's still injured, but he's a winger. Maybe. Yeah.
Herbie Farnsworth is a fullback.
Yeah, we know you got wraps on him.
I do. Let's run our eyes over to the Titans run home. They've got the Cowboys. They've got the Sharks, the Raiders, Dragons, Bulldogs, Broncos, Seagulls and Knights. Dave, how many of these ones do you see the Titans winning?
I've only got one. I've actually backed the Titans this weekend. Against the Cowboys.
Yeah, wow.
Even though Morgan's back. But what do you got? One. Let's say five.
I reckon they can win five.
I reckon they get five.
Five out of eight?
Five out of eight out of these.
You know how many I've got them winning?
Three.
One.
One.
Two.
I've got them beating the Bulldogs and that is it.
Really? I've got them over the Sharks. I've got over the Cowboys and Sharks today.
You got three? What are your three?
Yeah, Bulldogs, Bronx.
Look, I've got them beating the Cowboys.
Excuse me?
Then the Sharks and Broncos.
Sorry?
Sorry, beg your pardon. I heard you. I don't believe it. Cowboys, Bulldogs, Broncos.
Okay. That's fair.
Yeah.
Let's take a look at the Bulldogs now. They've got a war. This is a tough run for the Doggies. It doesn't get easier for them, so I'm basically handing the wooden spoon to the Bulldogs right now. They've got the Storm, the West Tigers, the Warriors, that's a possible win. The Raiders, the Titans, again, a possible win. The Seagulls, the Rabbitohs and the Panthers. So possibly two wins out of those games I see for the Doggies. Yourself, Elijah?
Yeah, look, I still think the Broncos will get the wooden spoon. Let me just get through it. I'm going to go win against the Warriors, win against the Titans.
And that's it.
Upset win against the Seagulls.
Okay. All right, so three for you. Dave?
I think they'll roll the Rabbitohs at the end of the year. It'll just be one of those, you know, they always sort of seem to win a game before the end of the year, and I think you guys are facing them late, so
all right.
You're gone.
After initially appearing uninterested in coaching across the Tasman, Nathan Brown looks set to take over the Warriors coaching gig. Whoa.
I like it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
He's been out of the game for a little bit now.
But you're never really out of it. I think he'd have some, you know, some footholds in the game still. And he's a great rebuilding coach. I guess, is that a knock on him, though? Like, as a head coach, you want a, you know, a chance of winning the premiership. He's sort of been saddled with the rebuilding coach title. Dave, your thoughts, mate?
Yeah, like, I think you were talking about it before. The rebuilding thing, you labelled that. Are you stuck with that? You know, he did a great job for the Knights and then moved on and sort of seems like, oh, mate, it's the gratitude for that at the moment. Look, I know 2 weeks ago he was talking to Sterlo and he said he wasn't interested in the job, so total backflip on that one. I'm not sure. I would have liked to have seen the Walker brothers go over there for something
100%.
Different.
100%. Yeah, definitely. Okay, Roosters-Dragons. Last night, the Roosters in an unconvincing win. They didn't look amazing, but you look at the amount of players that they've got sitting on the pine, it is quite a lot, but they're going to be welcoming Sonny Bill Williams to the fold very shortly. 24-16, the win last night, Mitch Orbison's 300th, and he scored a meat pie, so he'll be happy with that one.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't look superb, the Roosters. I think the Dragons were pretty lackluster as well, and you know I think it's going to take time for that new combination of Ben Hunt and Adam Clune to work together. You know, Corey Norman been shown the door after his 200th game last week.
Yeah, it looks as though they might be doing a player swap for Gareth Widdop, which I find really strange.
The bloke who walked out on him.
Yeah, so he said he was homesick last season, and now he's back.
Why would you do that?
That's the story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very strange. Lachlan Lamb, son of the legendary Adrian Lamb, got his shot at number seven last night with Flanagan dropped. I've liked what Flanagan's been doing for the Roosters this year, and I thought surprising.
Goal-kicking?
Yeah, perhaps goal kicking.
Yeah, who took over last night?
Takeyaho, and he missed 1,000.
He did, but yeah, I saw his first strike. I thought, geez, you know, front row kicking again.
Yeah.
This is looking
promising.
Looked
all right that first one.
Yeah, the first one was good.
Well,
but
he was sorry to catch up. He was their first choice kicker a few years ago
in the grand final. It was.
Out of last night, is it Tupuwani? You helped me.
Tupanua.
Jeez, I thought he played unreal last night.
Satili Tupanua. What a player.
He's all elbows and knees.
I would not like to tackle him.
No.
I would tackle Sivo over him any day.
Yeah.
But yeah, him and Cleary last night. I thought Cleary really ran the game. Six or seven for Cleary.
Seven.
Oh, seven.
Seven.
Yeah.
I think he's a seven.
Mm.
I think he dominated last night.
Couple of talking points. Sorry, Elisha. The tackle on Lomax, Ryan Hall, he got up wincing and you could see the tackling motion of him twisting the leg a little bit. Was it momentum or was it a bit of a...
No, it was dirty.
Was it? Yeah, absolutely.
You see him going to the tackle. When he scores a try, he's good, and then he rolls. He jinks it. And at the end, it's a dirty play.
Yeah, and you could see the strapping on the knee too.
Yeah. You can see Irving turns around and gives him a look.
He does.
You know that look.
Yeah. So he's in a bit of trouble, Ryan Hall.
Yeah, match review committee. Yeah. They always seem to pick and, you know, go through it with a fine tooth comb. I wouldn't be surprised if he misses a week.
Yep.
Hasn't played too much first grade though at the Roosters, so be that big a loss.
Just for that hit with Friend too, the high tackle. Do you think he'll serve a week for that?
Fairly guilty plea. Yep. Yeah. 1 week.
Yeah, 1 week for that one. Yeah. Another one that looked a bit innocuous on the fly was the Kiri try, but in slow motion, forward looks like he led with the foot there for the trip. Kiri hit the ground pretty hard and I think he'll be in a bit of strife for that one.
I think so, yeah. Kiri didn't seem too upset about it. I don't think he really knew what happened. Mm. But, I was surprised they didn't bring that up on the spot.
Tripping, I remember, you know, back in the day, tripping was about the worst thing you could do. Yeah. Spear tackle, frowned upon. Head high, frowned upon. Tripping, you're off.
I was actually surprised last night it wasn't brought up on the moment.
I will say this in defence of players. Sometimes it's an instinctive thing. Like, you're trying to stop the other team from scoring. I understand the dirty side of it. It's up there with eye gouging, don't get me wrong. But, understand that players are just trying to stop players from going over their goal line. So sometimes the foot going out, the arm goes out as well. You know?
Yeah. And I should just fix up a comment there. Spear tackle, back in the day, that was not frowned upon.
That was the go.
it was a penalty and a send-off every day of the week for a spear tackle. So kids at home, no spear tackling. Don't lift above the horizontal, as we know. Plenty of injuries can occur with those dangerous tackles. The game underway, Seagulls, Warriors, Manly coming off three consecutive losses. And, of course, the most recent one, a game that we all thought was going to be pretty competitive. It was not. 42-12 to the Panthers.
At home, too. At Lottoland.
Yeah.
Cherry Evans played his butt off in that game.
He did. He has a dig. But, it just goes to show you can have marquee players in teams, but you need to have the right mix of other players around you, whether that be the rookies or the older guys. And we're seeing that with the teams that are really going great this season, your Parramattas, your Roosters and your Storm, etc.
Yeah. Oh, actually, on that one, too, it's Desi Hasler's 400th.
Whoa.
Yes.
As a coach,
yes. Wow. So there you go, Desi.
Mad scientist.
Get a win.
Yeah. Who are we tipping?
Manly.
Elijah.
I'll go the Warriors in an upset.
Warriors in an upset, okay. Yeah. The new halves combination, of course, of Cody Nikorima and of course...
Harris, is it?
It's a Chanel Harris-Tavita. So that'll be good to see. And Blake Green, of course, off to Newcastle.
He has an immediate start for him, isn't it?
Yeah, straight in. And you've got a feel for Kurt Mann a little bit. He's been playing great.
Kurt Mann's been playing unreal.
Really good footy at 5'8".
Is he dropped?
No, he's going to move to hooker.
Oh.
God, I thought it was strange when they signed...
very odd.
When they signed Green. I thought he'd be better served at, like, the Titans, I think.
You're right. Yeah. You are very right. Storm and Bulldogs. This could be a real blowout here if... If the Bulldogs don't turn up and, they are without Smith, but still they're devastating Melbourne. As we mentioned at the top, they've got Brandon Smith there ready to go. What do you see happening in this one, Dave?
Look, like you said, I think it's going to be a blowout. I think the Storms will just sort of sort it out in the first 30 minutes and cruise for the rest of the match, I think.
Yep. West Tigers, Knights, Elijah, what's going to happen here?
I like the Knights to bounce back. They've had a couple of back-to-back losses, some disappointing games against the Bulldogs and the Storm last week. If they're going to be a threat in the Premiership this year, I think they've got to win this game. So I'm going to go the Knights.
Panthers, Raiders, Dave, give me the blowdown.
Ooh, I'm going Panthers. I reckon it's going to be a close one, pending. I've actually backed both in my multis. I've
done a couple. How does that work?
He's got 10 in his top four.
Actually, I've dropped the Knights out of my top four. All right. Big news, guys. I've put them down to five.
Wow.
Yeah. Look, I think Panthers, I think Cleary's too good at the moment. I don't think his TikTok will interfere in this game, and I think you're fine.
Elijah, Titans, Cowboys, Q clash. Both struggling Queensland teams, two out of the three.
Yeah, look, I'd go the Titans in this one. Playing some really great footy. Took it to the Roosters the other week. Cowboys still aren't all the way there yet. They're experimenting too much with their halves. They haven't had solid halves, and I appreciate that they might be giving their younger players a run, but they're all over the shop. One minute they got Mitch Dunn at 5'8", now he's at second row.
Very strange.
Is
Dunn
at 5'8" this week?
No, he's at second row.
Morgan's back.
Who's pairing with
Young Clifford, I believe.
I don't think it
was. Gee, I thought Dejan was pretty hard done by.
Dejan Arce, yeah.
Great. He must be injured or something.
Ben Hampton, I'm sorry. Ben Hampton is...
That's right, I thought it wasn't Clifford.
Well, again, another bloke who's been playing in the centres and all over the shop now. He's in the number six there, just chopping and changing far too much the Cowboys. Mm. Dave, off the back of that heartbreaking win over the Broncos, the Sharks take on the Eels. Who have you got and why?
Eels are too strong this year, I think. Devastated. After last week, I think it was 70 minutes I was excited for on the couch. And I think I said to Elijah, I just had to feel unwell watching those last 10 minutes.
Wasn't it?
I felt
really,
bad
really felt for him.
Yeah.
You had an 8-point lead, I think, with like 10 to go.
Yeah.
I think the dropout was the difference. Wade Graham getting that dropout did. And, oh, man, I feel for that poor fella. Like,
I just think we've forgotten how to win.
Yeah, I agree with that.
You know, 8-0 up, you close the game.
Yeah,
with 10 minutes to go.
You'd expect Darius Boyd, Milford, these experienced heads to stand up and ice the game.
You saw that in, I think, behind the try line where Boyd's barking orders and you've got Carrigan and Milford looking the other way, and it was just sort of hard to watch.
Boyd's best position for the Broncos this year is at fullback.
Yes.
Definitely.
Yeah,
100%.
Definitely. He's a great... He's not that flary player like your Tedescos or your Turbos, but he's really great in defence, can call the defensive line where he needs to.
Has been there and done it so many times before, and he can read the defence.
Won premierships, Origins. Mm. I think he's rated the Broncos' fifth best fullback of all time.
Yes.
He's definitely up there. Mm. But I heard him say this week, they're like... you're happy with the move back to fullback, and he goes, I've been pushing for fullback since the start of the year.
Yeah, you'd have to ask the coach why I haven't been.
There.
Yeah. All right, we're going to finish up with the big one tonight. The countdown's on for the Rabbitohs and the Broncos. Elijah's mighty South Sydney Rabbitohs. Brother, give us the rundown of why you think the Rabbitohs will win tonight.
Yeah, look, I just think they're going to be too strong across the park. But I think in these games, I love watching these Broncos-Rabbitohs clashes. They always seem to get up and play great footy. Off the back of Indigenous round, AJ played great. Walker stood up last week. I think they'll be too strong.
Dane Gagai,
electric. I'd give them the wood over the Bunnies in the forward pack. If we can nullify their forward pack, obviously Fifita comes back. If we can nullify him, keep the offloads off Lodge, I think we'll do all right.
Yeah, the forward pack does look good. We've got Flegler, Jake Turpin at hooker, Payne Haas, David Fifita, Tevita Pangai Jr., Pat Carrigan, and off the bench. As you mentioned, there could be some changes there with Matt Lodge in the 20 there, but Isaac Bully Luke, Reece Kennedy, Joe Offa Hengawi, and Ben Teo. Dave, how can the Broncos win? And why will they win tonight?
Hey, I'm just going to play 80 minutes this week, I think.
good answer.
Yeah, good signs from last week. I love the inclusion. Who did we get back in this week? Fifita.
Yeah.
A lot of calls out there not to play him.
Mm.
What do you guys think on that?
No, look, he's...
Broncos need a win.
Yeah.
You can't afford not to play him.
You can't afford not to play him, but other than that, I mean, in this professional age of sport, I don't think anybody begrudges David for taking the money.
No.
I mean,
he did it for his mum too.
He did it for his mum, and he's setting himself up for life ahead, after football. Yep. So we know better than any people out there, just how short a career can be. We work with Jarrell every single day, and he was one of the most promising young players in rugby league, and it all ended in an instant. So as sad as it is for me to say goodbye to Dave Fifita, he's doing the right thing by him and his family, and we still get to cheer for him playing for a Queensland team, and then for the Maroons as well.
What do you think of TPJ on the phone, Uncle Nick? Nick Politis and the Roosters. There's no way they could fit him down there.
Yeah.
Now it's getting silly now.
Yeah. Brown paper bags.
Do you think the Bulldogs? Because I did. They've got the money for him.
Well, he's from down that way.
Yeah, he suits their style. I'm not big on Pangai as a Bronco.
Yeah,
to be honest,
we've spoken about this. If he wants to go, he'd be the guy that I'd say.
Yep.
You know what? You can go, and David, you can backflip, and we'll pay you a bit more.
Yeah. Look, I think he might end up at the Rabbitohs just quietly.
What?
Because he wanted to play his footy under Wayne Bennett. See.
Yeah. Right.
And if Bennett signs an extension, stays around for another year, I think.
TPJ down to the Bunnies.
Well, TPJ, he's still got 2 years at the Broncos.
Yeah,
contracts nowadays.
Do they pay him out? Because I don't want to be paying him to play for the Rabbitohs.
No. All right, that's us done for another week. Thank you, Dave.
Thank you, guys. Thanks,
Elijah,
brother.
Thanks, brother. Enjoy your footy this week and go the mighty Broncos.
You've been tuned to Sports Talk with Dan Rennie and Elijah Blair on 98.9 FM. Don't forget, you can download the 98.9 FM app at the App Store and stream Sports Talk Friday nights from 6 p.m. Yeah.